Well, good morning, and it's wonderful to see you again. And my name is David Dunlap. I was the first minister of this wonderful church, First Presbyterian Church, and I have the Venerable Hal, scholar extraordinary in Greek and Hebrew. Have you forgotten?
I've forgotten all you learned. Most of it.
Okay.
I can give you maybe good morning.
So this morning we have Dr. Fair.
Good morning.
And a real doctor. We were both doctors, but we were academic
doctors.
But you were a true doctor.
That is correct.
And where are you from? You were born. No, I was. You were born.
I was born.
The year I died.
That is correct.
So we didn't know each other.
Yeah. We did not. 1804.
We should practice.
And I was. Is this live? And I was born in Newbury.
Newbury, where the opera is.
Yes, sir.
Was it there then?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, and you went to Paris to study.
That was
big time.
It was.
What was the deal? What?
That was the best place in the world to study medicine at the time.
Were you single at the time?
I was.
And then you came back and found a wife.
I did find a wife, and the story is that a young man by the name of Willie DeBrule got shot in the head, and I was taking care of him, and I met my wife because she was Willie's sister.
What an extraordinary story.
Extraordinary.
Now, medicine in the 1800s, tell me about it.
A little bit less complicated than it is today.
And what's the story about, Dr. Howe, what's the story about digging up graves?
Well, the good doctor and his associates, there were about six doctors in Columbia at the time. Dr. Fair and his friends would hire their interns to go and dig up recently buried dead people out of Potter's Field, out of the homeless area of Columbia.
What purpose?
So that they could... study them, anatomy, autopsies, that kind of thing.
Was this kosher, or was this in the dead of night?
I cannot imagine it being kosher.
Okay.
So I always imagine they did it after dark. Wouldn't you? Was that the
first
way?
I read about it?
Yeah.
So, Dr. Fair, you had children?
Had no children.
No children?
No, sir.
And how old were you when you died?
Now, that's a great question. 66.
66.
Dr. Dunlap, he and I were on the committee together when we moved the church from its current location to the middle of Lady Street.
With mules.
That is correct.
And we continued. See, we were together. We were the same age.
Of course.
We continued to worship in that church in the middle of Lady Street until this church was completed.
I hear we're trying to acquire Lady Street again.
We should.
For similar
Absolutely.
Reasons.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
The city
maybe
should know.
Maybe you can help us.
I hope so.
Now, tell us a little bit about the tail end of your life.
So, a couple of us started the first hospital here in Columbia. It's down Washington Street between Greg and Barnwell. In fact, my house that we built in 1850 was down that way as well, so I could walk across the street to work.
And
now, when you died, and your house later became a house that was purchased by someone else.
Correct. In 1904, Mr. Rutherford, who was a slave, purchased the house, and it became the Fair Rutherford House until it was demolished in 2004 or 5.
So this man, Rutherford, was born a slave, but then in 1904, he bought the house that Dr. Fair had built and enlarged it and improved it. He was a big deal. He was a big deal to Columbian.
Well, what an extraordinary story. Now, do you have any words for us in this pandemic?
I do. Wear a mask.
There you have it. Wear a mask. Stay well. Look forward to seeing you again next week.